I just start sending SAI and IT getting notes from Aventura Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is July 5th, 2023. First one is history and physical on Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, last name is Grady, G-R-A-D-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 3/26/1938. This is an 85-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital for UTI with sepsis, and he was not able to take care of himself. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, anxiety, dementia, hyperlipidemia. Family history is non-contributory, social history, no smoking, no alcohol use, no drug abuse, allergies, none medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal cephalic, pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral carrier entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan, UTI with the bacteremia, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, anxiety, comma, COPD. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and subsequently needed to be transferred to skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, hospital records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is on IV antibiotics. His blood pressure and breathing is controlled with current medications. He is on DVT prophylaxis. He is DNR. We'll continue to watch him closely. Next history and physical is on Elvira, E-L-V-I-R-A, last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-O, in brackets, date of birth, 10/2/1961. This is 61-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She initially had aortic and mitral variable replacement, and then subsequently she was in acute inpatient rehab, from where she ended up in the hospital for hyponatremia and then was transferred here for further rehabilitation. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, status post aortic and mitral valve replacement. Family history is non-contributory, social history, no smoking, no alcohol use, no drug abuse, allergies, none medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal cephalic, pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral carrier entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, hyponatremia, comma, hypernatremia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, status post aortic and mitral valve replacement. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then subsequently was transferred here for rehabilitation because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Patient's diabetes is still not very well controlled. Encouraged her to follow the diet, her blood pressure is controlled. We'll remove the sutures, which she had almost a month old. Physical therapy is working. She is on DVT prophylaxis. Next one is Jean, J-E-A-N, last name is Stenzel, S-T-E-N-Z-E-L, in brackets, date of birth, 6/24/1940. This is 83-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She had right hip arthroplasty done. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, comma, chronic diastolic CHF, comma, morbid obesity. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She lives with her son. Allergies, none. Medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, spheric, pupils are equiactive, light, neck is up, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, failure entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Severe osteoarthritis requiring right hip arthroplasty, comma, hypertension, comma, chronic diastolic CHF, comma, morbid obesity. Plan, same patient is on pain control and DVT prophylaxis. She is getting better with physical therapy but still needs more rehabilitation before she feels comfortable going home. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized, and now she is doing better. Next, history and physical is on William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, last name is Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S, in brackets, date of birth, 6/28/1937. This is 86-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Patient has a history of falls. Past medical history is significant for history of falls, hypertension, back pain, wedge fractures of the spine. Family history is non-contributory, social history, no smoking, no drinking, no drug abuse, allergies, none, medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, spheric, pupils are equiactive, light, neck is up, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, failure entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, multiple falls, comma, back pain, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, BPH. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then transferred to skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. His pain is better controlled. He has DVT prophylaxis. PT is working with him. He is not eating much and encouraged him to eat slightly more.
Rudolph, this is going to take me some time. Do you want me to call you after I see these? Okay. You can leave these here. I'll call you.
Next one is Gabriella, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-A. Last name is Garus, G-A-R-U-S. In brackets, date of birth, 5/3/1940. This is a 83-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself from the hospital. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Her daughter is at bedside. She was in the hospital for UTI and was very weak and almost very lethargic. Past medical history is significant for Alzheimer's, dementia, hypertension, chronic dizziness, chronic UTI, and family history is non-contributory, social history, denies drinking or any drug abuse. She lives in a building with caregiver on her own. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review systems as per your present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2 to 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomic, normal, cephalic pupils are equilateral, light, neck is upon no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, failure entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, chronic UTI, comma hyperlipidemia, comma Alzheimer's dementia, comma osteoarthritis, comma chronic left shoulder dislocation, plan same, patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then needed to be transferred here because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Her Seroquel was cut down from 25 milligram twice a day to 12.5 milligram twice a day. Her left arm is in a sling. She is getting better with physical therapy already. She's on antibiotics for her chronic UTI. And she is DNR. Next history and physical is on Lorraine, L-A-R-A-I-N-E, last name is Block, B-L-O-C-K, in brackets, date of birth 1/26/1949. This is 74-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, loss of consciousness, fever or chills, but she is requiring supplemental oxygen. Her husband is at bedside. Past medical history is significant for ascending aortic aneurysm, history of old stroke, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, family history is non-contributory, social history, deny smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per your present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2 to 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomic, normal, spheric pupils are equilateral, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, failure entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Pneumonia with hypoxia, comma, history of recent COVID, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, history of old stroke, comma, atrial fibrillation. Plan, same, patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then needed to be transferred here for rehabilitation because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Patient is on supplemental oxygen and nebulizers, encouraged her to ambulate more. She is eating well. Slowly she is improving and hopefully she can be discharged home soon, which husband is looking forward to. Next history and physical is on Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, last name is Ryan, R-Y-A-N, in brackets, date of birth, 2/25/1934. This is 89-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He has history of multiple falls. He had back pain. Also, he denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for Alzheimer's, dementia, hypertension, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, anemia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol use, no drug abuse, allergies, non-medications, as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3. Hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equiactive, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrid entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, history of multiple falls, comma, wedge fracture of lumbar vertebra, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, hyperlipidemia, plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then subsequently transferred here because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Patient's back pain is better. He had kyphoplasty already. He had refused blood test this morning, which I encouraged him to comply to. Sometimes he becomes agitated and aggressive. He is on DVT prophylaxis. We'll watch him closely. End of dictation for history and physicals. Next is progress note. First one is Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, last name is Just, J-U-S-T, in brackets, date of birth, 10-2-1950, S-same, R-O-S, same, O-same, assessment and plan, anemia, comma, hypokalemia, comma, history of recent colon perforation, needing a resection, comma, hypertension, comma, colostomy, plan, same, patient is being supplemented with the potassium, her white count is normalized now, her hemoglobin still remains low and she is on iron supplementation. Her pain is controlled. We'll watch her closely. Next progress note is on Asis. A-S-I-S, last name is Palma, P-A-L-M-A. In brackets, date of birth, 11/30/1945. S-same, R-O-S, same, O-same, assessment and plan, dyspepsia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia with mood disorder, plan, same, patient fell recently, his blood pressure is much better with cutting down on amlodipine. We'll continue to monitor him closely. Next one is Nira, N-I-R-A, last name is Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S. In brackets, date of birth, 9/4/1940. S-same, R-O-S, same, O-same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, CHF, comma, anxiety, comma, COPD, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia. Plan, same, patient is doing well. She is in good spirits. She continues to require oxygen. Advised her not to smoke cigarettes because she's asking for every time I see her. Next one is Lindy, L-I-N-D-E, last name is Misurelli, M-I-S-U-R-E-L-L-I, in brackets, date of birth, 3/18/1957, S-same, R-O-S, same, O-same, assessment and plan, dyspepsia, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia, comma, anxiety, plan, same, patient had advanced dementia, she is always roaming, and will continue to watch her closely. Sometimes she goes in other residents' rooms as well. Next one is Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Last name is S-U-S-I-N. Last name is McIntyre, M-A-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E. In brackets, date of birth 3/21/1947. Same ROS, same all same assessment and plan. Osteoarthritis, comma dyspepsia, comma Parkinson's disease, comma Alzheimer's dementia with mood disorder. Plan, same patient is doing well. She is eating good. She has her caretaker next to her. Her weight is stable. Next one is John, J-O-A-N. Last name is Clement, K-L-E-M-E-N-T. In brackets, date of birth 10/28/1933. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan. COPD, comma atrial fibrillation, comma dyspepsia, comma hypertension, comma Alzheimer's dementia. Plan, same patient is doing okay. She's eating reasonably well. Her weight is stable. She denies any difficulty breathing. Next one is Ruth, R-U-T-H. Last name is Lane, L-A-N-E. In brackets, date of birth 3/3/1928. S-same, R-O-S, same, O-same, assessment and plan. Hyperlipidemia, comma CHF, comma osteoarthritis, comma hypertension, comma Alzheimer's dementia. Plan, same patient denies any difficulty breathing. She sleeps good and she's eating well. Next one is Rita, R-I-T-A. Last name is Daly, D-A-L-Y. In brackets, date of birth 11/23/1924. S-same, R-O-S, same, O-same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma CHF, comma osteoarthritis, comma GERD, comma Alzheimer's dementia with anxiety. Plan, same. Patient is doing well. She denies any shortness of breath. Her blood pressure is stable. Next one is Genevieve, G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E. Last name is Galloway, G-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y. In brackets, date of birth 7/26/1932. S-same, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma dyspepsia, comma osteoarthritis, comma hyperlipidemia, comma Alzheimer's dementia with anxiety. Plan, same, patient is doing okay. She is comfortable. She's eating okay. Next one is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Last name is Gliena, G-L-I-E-N-N-A. In brackets, date of birth 3/26/1940. S-same, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma GERD, comma osteoarthritis, comma hyperlipidemia, comma diverticulosis, comma Alzheimer's dementia with depression. Plan, same patient is eating well. Sometimes she gets abdominal pain, but she knows which foods to avoid. Next one is Ruby, R-U-B-Y. Last name is Groak, G-R-O-A-K. In brackets, date of birth 7/29/1928. S-same, ROS, same, O-same, assessment and plan. Dyspepsia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia with anxiety. Plan, same patient is doing well. She is comfortable. She is ambulatory. She is eating good. Her weight is stable. Next one is Ruth, R-U-T-H. Last name is Joy, J-O-Y. In brackets, date of birth 8/3/1928. Under hospice. S-same, ROS, same, O-same, assessment and plan. Dyspepsia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, old stroke with right-sided weakness, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia with mood disorder. Plan, same. Patient just came back from the hospital. Now she is in a hospice. We'll keep her comfortable. She looks stable. Next one is Constance, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E. Last name is Chiarelli, C-H-I-A-R-E-L-L-I. In brackets, date of birth 3/24/1934. S-same, ROS, same, O-same, assessment and plan. Dyspepsia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, Alzheimer's dementia with anxiety. Plan, same patient is doing well. She is eating good. She sleeps well. Next one is Angelo, A-N-G-E-L-O. Last name is Caruso, C-A-R-U-S-O. In brackets, date of birth 6/3/1927. S-same, ROS, same, O-same, assessment and plan. Dyspepsia, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, Alzheimer's dementia. plan. Same patient is doing okay. He is comfortable. His weight is stable. He is sleeping well. Next one is Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E. Last name is Bertoli, B-E-R-T-O-L-I. In brackets, date of birth, 3-9-1929. S-same, R-O-S same, O-same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, CHF, comma, dyspepsia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, Alzheimer's dementia. Plan, same patient is doing well. She's eating good today. Her weight is stable. Next one is Leona, L-E-O-N-A. Last name is Harry, H-A-R-R-Y. In brackets, date of birth, 11-4-1926. S-same, R-O-S same, O-same, assessment and plan. Dyspepsia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia with anxiety. Plan, same patient is doing well. She is comfortable. She gets anxious sometimes. Next one is Frank, F-R-A-N-K. Last name is Napchik, K-N-A-P-C-Z-Y-K. In brackets, date of birth, 11-15-1932. S-same, R-O-S same, O-same, assessment and plan. Urinary retention, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, anxiety, plan, same patient gets agitated easily. Encouraged him to eat well. He is seeing urologist as well. Next one is Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N. Last name is Caudell, C-A-U-D-E-L-L. In brackets, date of birth, 12-5-1931. S-same, R-O-S same, O-same, assessment and plan. NIDDM, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, dyspepsia. Plan, same. Patient's blood sugars are running slightly high. Her medications are readjusted. We'll continue to watch her closely. Next one is Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. In brackets, date of birth, Matthew Rocky, R-O-C-K-E-Y. In brackets, date of birth, 10-17-1968. S-same, R-O-S same, O-same, assessment and plan. Weakness, comma, depression, comma, orthostatic hypotension. Plan, same, patient is doing well. He doesn't want to take too many medications because he is aware that his disease is progressive. And his mother died from the same disease. He's eating good. Encouraged him to continue with more exercises. Next one is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Last name is Paul, P-A-U-L. In brackets, date of birth, 5-18-1950. In brackets, discharge summary, S-same, R-O-S same, O-same, assessment plan. Liver cirrhosis with ascites, comma, anxiety and depression, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, morbid obesity. Plan, same patient is doing well. She is looking forward to go home tomorrow. Detailed discharge instructions were given to the patient and the nursing staff. She will be followed up as outpatient with her PCP next week or so. Next one is Vicky, V-I-C-K-I, last name is Hinks, H-I-N-K-S, in brackets, date of birth, 1-1-1955, S-same, R-O-S same, O-same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, plan, same, patient is doing okay, she is getting readjusted here. Next one is Ann, A-N-N, last name is Lantolf, L-A-N-T-O-L-F. In brackets, date of birth, 5-4-1934, S-same, R-O-S same, O-same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, anxiety and depression, comma, chronic protein calorie malnutrition. Plan, same, patient is still not eating much, otherwise she is doing well. Patient's family is thinking of hospice care. End of dictation, they start sending SAINI.